Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. Burns, let's start with the launch of O-State TV.
Yeah, Kelly, last week we launched ostate.tv, which is a digital network for Oklahoma State University and all the activities we have here, from academics to performance to athletics, of course. And it was quite a launch. We had thousands of viewers come to the site. Right now, it's on the web on your internet. So you type in www.ostate.tv, and you'll find the link to it. There are some just beautiful videos, aerial views of the campus. It's organized by topics and by college, so you can get into a variety of interesting information that's on there. And I think by mid or late October, we will have the apps approved by Apple and the Android system so that you'll be able to also view O-State TV through an app of your iPad or your iPhone or your smartphone. And it's just going to be a tremendous asset, and we're going to continue to refresh it with new and exciting and interesting content.
And Burns, KOSU is very pleased to be partnering with O-State TV. We're going to be welcoming NPR's Neil Conan to Oklahoma this week, and your former Flashpoint partner Mike Turpin will be among the panelists, along with some other special guests, for a discussion on the presidential race.
Yeah, I think he'll also have Kirk Humphreys, who replaced me on Flashpoint and is suffering from the same barrage I did for 15 years. No, I kid. Mike's a good friend, and although we didn't always see eye to eye on every single issue. But both Mike and Kirk, the former mayor of Oklahoma City, as well as State Senator Clark Jolly, who, by the way, has been a tremendous advocate for higher education, as well as Representative Scott Inman, will be on the broadcast. It will be broadcast live Friday, by the way, on O-State TV. I really enjoyed Neil Conan. He was here a couple of years ago. He is the host of NPR's Talk of the Nation, and I'm glad we're bringing him back to Oklahoma. We'll see if he can keep Mike Turpin in line for Friday's discussion.
The election discussion, again, will be held Friday at noon at the Reed Center in Midwest City and will be carried by ostate.tv. And then Friday night, Burns and Neil Conan will moderate a second panel discussion at the Devon Boathouse on what it's going to take to keep Oklahoma vibrant for business and as a place to live.
Yeah, that'll be great. And, of course, that's an incredible venue for Oklahoma City and for everyone to visit. And I might add that whole rowing initiative at that river was birthed in the mind of an OSU graduate, Mike Knopp. So I want to do a shout-out to Mike.
Well, very good. And finally, Burns, let's turn to the Choctaw Nation. The tribe made a major gift to Oklahoma State University.
Well, it was major indeed. In fact, it was the largest gift from a Native American tribe in our history. With the boost from the Pickens Legacy Scholarship Match, their gift of $350,000 will ultimately be $1.05 million in endowed funds to support Native American students. We are proud at OSU, of course, to be the national leader by graduating more Native American students than any university in America, and this will only help us graduate more. I recently had lunch with Choctaw Nation Chief Gregory Pyle and thanked him for the tribe's wonderful support, and they've been very pleased with the partnership they have with Oklahoma State University. The Choctaw Nation's always been a very giving tribe, and we greatly appreciate its support of OSU and students, and we have support from other tribes as well. So we look forward to continuing and building on our leadership position in educating Native Americans.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.